It's Like Effect. I'm Mitch Teich. Milwaukee continues to be ranked by various studies as one of, if not the most, segregated city in the United States. Not only does that refer to the separation between whites and blacks in the city, but also to how wealth is represented. Less than 5 miles separate two of the area's wealthiest neighborhoods and one of its poorest. And in between is the Harambe neighborhood, basically bordered by Capitol Drive on the north, Center Street on the south, Highway 43 on the west, and Holton on the east. It's not the poorest of the city's neighborhoods, but Harambe struggles with many issues common to the city's inner-city communities. Its median household income is less than $30,000 a year, and only a quarter of its residents are college graduates. Yet in the last few years, Harambe has also been home to tens of millions of dollars in investment, new developments cropping up all over, increasing resident involvement, and revitalization of parks. But that story isn't well known, and that's where LISC Milwaukee comes in. LISC is the local chapter of the national group, the Local Initiative Support Corporation. It's working to break down those stereotypes and revitalize distressed neighborhoods. It regularly hosts bus tours through neighborhoods to show community partners and key policymakers what's happening now and could happen in the future. Not too long ago, LISC invited residents, community leaders, politicians, and business owners on a bus tour of Harambe to see just what's going on. Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce takes us along as well.
Morning, morning.
Morning.
My name's Leo Reese, and I'll be your MC for today's program.
LISC Executive Director Leo Reese is at the front of a coach bus holding several dozen people, residents and policymakers, business owners and investors. They're about to tour the Harambe neighborhood, something LISC has been doing in communities around the city for the last couple years.
We really feel that Milwaukee's neighborhoods often get a bad rap, and I think there's a lot of misperceptions about what goes on in these neighborhoods. Now, we don't deny that there are challenges, but I think what we also want to point out is that there's a lot of remarkable people and a lot of remarkable stuff going on that you can't help but be inspired by. And that's what we need to get behind, and so that's what we want to share with you today.
Reese says LISC is a bridge builder, linking investors with people and partner organizations on the ground working to improve their neighborhood. Take, for example, the Harambe Great Neighborhood Initiative. This organization got started several years ago with a grant from LISC and has so far brought $45 million in development to the area. Chair J. Allen Stokes says the group is working on 16 action items, ranging from housing to public safety, that it hopes to address.
We are passionate about the growth and development of this neighborhood. And in addition to that, there's very good people who live here. A lot of times people don't take into consideration there's people here doing the best they can against the odds. And we stand by the people who live in this particular neighborhood, and we support their efforts to do what it is they can to make a better life for them and their families.
Getting resident input is one of LISC's priorities. Meetings with locals have helped reshape and revitalize the nearby Clinton Rose Park, a nearly 150-year-old park that was once home to a shooting range, an amusement park, and even a Negro League baseball team. So far, the Neighborhood Initiative has installed a tot lot, softball field, splash pad, and two basketball courts. The group's Leif Otteson.
It's really going to hopefully spur housing and other commercial development in the area. As many of you know, a strong park system and green space system really creates a hub for development. And we're looking to do that in the future with possible senior housing developments and housing rehab in the area.
LISC's partners have also responded to residents' concerns about problem areas, like helping to close a bar near 2nd and Keefe. Partner organization Riverworks Development Corps worked alongside police to increase public safety in the area. Riverworks AmeriCorps member Adrian Spencer is a longtime resident.
I've lived here for over 19, 20 years, but after some time of kind of battling with the bar and the violence that was occurring at night, we decided to move because there was just, my house had been shot up maybe 4 times. So at that point, it's not safe for my children. But I did decide to continue to press on with helping Riverworks and helping the community to kind of get rid of that problem so that everybody in the neighborhood could be safe.
80% of the problems are caused by 10% of the population.
LISC's Leo Reese.
And unfortunately, the police have to spend their time focusing on that 10%. But I think what we also need to do is invest in the other 80% of the people in the population so that People can, again, take control of their neighborhood.
That includes supporting Spencer and her mother in creating a so-called pocket park in nearby vacant lots.
And it was just garbage everywhere, just a real eyesore. And we thought that we could just get together, my mother loving the garden. So we just basically got together a team and went over, built the planters. And they really look beautiful in the summertime. Right now it's a little cold outside. But the children now utilize that park. Even families go out there and they do picnics. So the park is being utilized. And it is a really good project for the neighborhood.
Riverworks hopes to host quarterly events at the Pocket Park, from book bag giveaways to pumpkin carving to Easter egg hunts. From the Pocket Park to nearby Nigella Community Gardens, the LISC tour features several resident-driven projects.
Does anyone know what the word Harambe means? It means all pull together.
That's Keith Hayes, executive director of the group Be In Tween. It's working to extend the Beerline bike trail another two-thirds of a mile from the River West neighborhood into Harambe along a vacant rail corridor. Hayes says the group is taking its cue from similar projects in New York, Atlanta, and Minnesota, and it's even come up with a neighborhood performance art contest to draw residents to the trail.
Beltlines or railways are basically just allowing pedestrian and bicycle access to connect communities. And from there, you see all kinds of economic growth and development, really helping some of these blighted corridors. And we saw a lot of houses and empty lots here in Harambe. One of the things we look at is trying to remove those problem lots, but I think one of the huge aspects we can look at is how to make this place something that people are proud of.
But it's hard to ignore the number of vacant houses and businesses in Harambe, which was hit hard by the foreclosure and financial crises. It's why Riverworks spent almost $7 million to rehab an old manufacturing site to turn it into 36 one- and two-bedroom affordable housing apartments. And it's why nonprofit real estate broker Axe Housing is helping local families become homeowners by rehabbing these vacant and sometimes vandalized homes. Axe Executive Director Carl Quindell says home ownership is the key to neighborhood stability.
We look at this problem as this incredible opportunity. It doesn't mean that it's not a crisis, that it's not horrible to hear the kind of numbers and the statistics get thrown around. I don't want to take anybody's attention off of the problem as if it's not a real problem. But what I think the homeowners that we partner with and home buyers that we partner with think about is how incredible an opportunity this is.
Axe has helped 240 families purchase homes since 2012, more than 70% of which were reclaimed foreclosure properties. Quindell says often new homeowners can buy a home for as little as $3,500 and pay less each month than they would in rent, a key factor in a community where the average family earns half the county median income.
I think the key thing is we put families in the neighborhood in charge. So we're selling the home to the neighbor next door that never knew they could access home ownership. And they're reclaiming them. They're saying, this is actually the reason, you know, I can't believe it's a deal of a lifetime. I can't believe I can do this for my family.
To further stabilize the Harambe neighborhood, LISC is working with the King Drive Business Improvement District to draw in more commerce. And on the same street is the last stop on LISC's tour, a look at one of the most successful projects in Harambe. Over many years, the Martin Luther King Economic Development Corporation has brought more than $200 million worth of development to the MLK Drive corridor, including a kitchen incubator, a growing power store, and small business support. Its latest $10 million project phase created 41 rent-to-own houses, duplexes, and townhomes scattered throughout Harambe. Executive Director Welford Sanders says it's about building a cohesive community.
Because just as important as it to have retail and commercial strength along this corridor, it's also important to have some local demand that can support that retailing.
After the tour, many participants were impressed with what they saw, like Susan Hatch of Hatch Staffing of Milwaukee, who's also a member of LISC.
Actually, I have not driven in this neighborhood, I'm ashamed to say, in a really long time. I seem to stop at North Avenue, and the quality of the redevelopment is just really amazing. And it really is impressive, the commitment that the neighbors are doing to make their neighborhood a better place and a safer place.
And that's exactly the kind of impression LISC and the Harambe neighborhood want to make. For Lake Effect, I'm Stephanie Lecce.
Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce produced our audio tour of the Harambe neighborhood led by LISC Milwaukee. You can find photos and a list of the stops they made at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. One last break and then a focus today and tomorrow on local food and urban agriculture in Milwaukee. We'll hear more when Lake Effect continues on WUWM.